Oh, it's a big day on the calendar. Let's begin with... Happy National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Yes, happy National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day to you as well.
That's Michael Ventura, the general manager of the Mars Cheese Castle in Kenosha, which has been serving grilled cheese sandwiches for decades to travelers along I-94.
So we're celebrating our 75th year.
And before we get to the history of the Cheese Castle, let's talk about what a good grilled cheese sandwich is all about. There's some ooh and goo, isn't there, Michael?
Oh, yeah. Definitely gooey, melty, savory. We use top quality ingredients. And then we have these really special griddles that hold the temperature just right. And you're going to get crispy outside layer, crunch into that, and you get the gooey, soft, warm, savory. It's amazing. I like to say we serve food that makes people happy.
Michael is the third generation to run the Mars Cheese Castle.
In 1947, my grandfather, Mario Ventura Sr., started the business.
Grandpa Mario was just out of the Navy and living in California when he saw businesses popping up next to these new things called interstate highways, which Wisconsin did not have yet.
So he used that information to come back, and at the time he set up shop along this gravel highway that eventually became Interstate I-94 in one of the busiest corridors in the country.
And Michael says the castle theme, complete with thrones and all sorts of castle gimmicks, came from his grandfather's desire to treat customers as royalty.
We want them to be the king and queen when they're in here. That's how strongly he felt about great customer service.
And it looks like a castle.
It's as authentic as you can get in Wisconsin.
Pre-pandemic, over 3,000 people would pull in on a summer weekend to check out the up to 1,000 varieties of Wisconsin cheese. Right now, the castle is open Thursday through Monday. Mars Cheese Castle, just north of the Cheese Curtain on I-94, exit 340. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.